Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
Okay. Are you ready to get energetic?
Nope. What do we got?
Tonight we have an interesting twist for the Snack Queens. Something that I think neither of us really consume all that often. An energy drink by Alani Nu.
Yes. I have, I think, twice tasted Red Bull.
I hate Red Bull.
Well, I didn't like it either, and I haven't delved anywhere else. So I am hesitant, but optimistic, because these cans are so cute.
I, in college, loved a good energy drink, sugar-free, of course, until I started drinking too much caffeinated Crystal Light and my heart started racing, and that's when I realized that my body had limits. But I never got into Red Bull, never did Monster. I just prefer my caffeine through coffee.
Yeah.
But I worked with a girl who really loved these and loved all the flavors, and she would, every time she had a new flavor, she would pour a little sample cup for me to try, and they were all so tasty, and they're typically candy flavored. Like, she had peach gummy rings, and I think there was a rainbow nerds flavored one.
That's not fun.
Yeah, they were all fun and delicious. This company, Alani Nu, also does some pre-workout powders, which I've heard are great. They do protein bars that I really love. They taste like more like candy bars. And you can still tell it's not real candy, but they don't taste bad. And they have recently gotten into the seltzer game. Spike seltzers, as well as just regular sparkling waters. And I'm a big fan of both.
I'm looking at their website, and everything that you just listed, and also a plant protein, but they have a billion of these energy drinks.
They've really expanded their flavor options since I started following them.
So I'm going to run through a few of them. I saw a couple at the store, and then I have not seen most of these. A breeze berry. Watermelon.
There are two of those in our fridge right now. Mallory is a big fan of the breeze berry.
Ah, I did see that at the store. The watermelon wave, which I have today, and the cherry slush, which I have today. Whoops. And, oh, also Cosmic Stardust, which I have. And that was the one that you said you've had, right?
Yes.
Hawaiian Shaved Ice, Mimosa, Chopsicle, Witch's Brew, Trippy Hippie. This is getting very interesting. Electric Tie-Dye. Some of these are not telling me a lot about the flavor. Blue Slush, Berry Pop, Dream Float, and the Rocket Pop. And then what do you have?
I have the Cosmic Stardust and the Cherry Slush. And I also have the special edition Addison Rae Berry Pop.
This is very exciting.
Now, I could not tell you who Addison Rae was. If she was in a lineup, I don't know. I just know the name. I do not know what she looks like.
Now, she has been to the Met Gala the past 2 years, so I could pick her out.
Really, overall, my favorite thing about this brand is they produce a pretty good tasting product. I've tried quite a few of these flavors of the energy drinks, and there haven't been many that I really disliked. I didn't like the Hawaiian shaved ice one was overly sweet and a little too coconutty.
Oh, interesting.
I liked the mimosa a lot. Or maybe it was tropsicle. I don't remember. I reached a point where I quit trying. And if I need one, I just stick with the Cosmic Stardust because I know it tastes okay.
The Cosmic Stardust seems to be a pretty good representative of the rest of them. They seem to have 200 milligrams of caffeine. They're gluten-free, vegan, and they have biotin, B6, and B12. Did I say that right?
I think so.
Okay. So that seems good. They're sugar-free, 10 calories per can.
And that's what I like about them is that they're sugar-free.
That's nice. Where should we start?
I have Cosmic Stardust in my hand.
Okay. I'm going to crack it open, ASMR style. Are you ready?
I am ready. Ooh, that was nice.
Thank you. Okay, what does it smell like? Not too much. That is good to me. I appreciate it not being assaulting.
I don't know what that smell is besides energy drink.
Yeah, but it's not as Smarties forward, which is something that I have experienced.
Okay. Are you going to pour it in a cup?
I did. I just poured out some. It is the lightest of pink colors. And then listeners, I'll let you in a little secret. I am making a monstrous concoction of all of the drinks at the end of this and gifting them to my youngest brother.
Whom I am very concerned for.
Okay. I'm ready to go.
Okay. Cheers. What do you think?
It is certainly not as offensive as I have felt energy drinks to be. It's like more subtle than I thought it would be. I would say palatable.
What do you think that flavor is? What does Cosmic Stardust taste like to you?
I don't know. It seems kind of like a light berry. Which berry? Lingon? I don't know.
I get a little bit cotton candy.
Okay, I could see that. I am not kidding you. The product photo has bumpy nerds in it.
What product photo?
On the website.
Oh, I'm clicking it.
Okay, I went to the regular website and then I clicked on them. And then, so the Alani Energy Drink 12 pack is what I'm looking at.
Oh, I see. Bumpy nerds coming out of the can. Is this why I like this?
Maybe. Hold on, let me pick.
Because it's not just bumpy nerds, it's like the original Nerds jelly beans.
Yeah. And the other ones definitely have what I believe is supposed to be their flavor profile. So, yeah, I would say it's kind of like a jelly bean that we eat a lot of. That's so wild.
It's crazy that it makes sense.
Oh, it's if you're pouring it into a vessel, it is so fizzy. Okay, that's been added. What would you rate Cosmic Stardust?
As far as energy drinks go, it's my favorite. I would go 4.5.
Still out of 10?
Oh, we do it out of 10. It's been a while.
I think that, does that just go to a 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would say it's a 9. This is where the rating system is flawed because, like, on the grand spectrum of snacks, no, an energy drink is not the top of my list. But if I'm just comparing energy drinks, this is a high-ranking energy drink.
Trying to take a photo for you, but it's not allowing me to capture it. I'm not sure that you can see what's happening in this photo, but the bubbles are weird as heck in the SodaStream bottle.
Let me observe. It's like, oh, yes.
Like a
tunnel. It's like foamy.
Yeah. Okay. I would say, yeah, I agree. I want to put like some sort of disclaimer. And also we just like haven't had drinks that we've liked almost at all. So I say 7.
That's fair.
Oh, thank you. Do we want to do the other one that we both have?
Yeah.
Okay. Cherry Slush. Can't wait to see what's in the picture with that one.
It's a mystery.
It's cherries and slush.
It's a little on the nose, Alani knew. Okay.
All right, next one open.
Beautiful.
Oh, whoa. This one smells a lot.
It's very cherry.
Yeah. I don't think I'm upset about it. It's just like, it's different. Okay, I've toweled out my little glass vessel and I'm pouring. This is, ooh, like a hot pink.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, sorry, I didn't say cheers last time. Clink.
Whoa, baby.
That very much tastes like a cherry slushy.
It very much does. It is so sweet.
Yeah, it's a little much for me. It feels like I have let my cherry slush melt.
It almost tastes to me as if I decided to forgo the slush part and just wanted to drink the syrup.
That's it. And I put it in a little bit of seltzer because it's slightly carbonated syrup. That is too much for me, but it is, it's again, not bad. It's not offensive at all.
No, it still tastes better than Red Bull. It tastes great. I just am too old to handle that kind of sweetness.
Yeah.
Let you know, I am fascinated with the marketing photos on every flavor.
They're like on a red carpet sometimes.
I had to see what Witch's Brew was. It appears to be caramel apple.
Oh, ooh, I don't think I want that. Oh, I lost it. I'm trying to find it again. Witch's Brew, there it is. Yeah, ooh, I don't know about that.
Fruit Blast is just a multi-pack.
Yeah, I started to say it when I was listing them earlier, and I was like, oh, Elizabeth. Okay, Cherry Slush. I give you a 6.
That's fair. I think I also give it a 6. Nothing against you, Cherry Slush. You are just too sweet for me.
Yeah, I don't think Matt's going to like that either. But in it goes. Okay. The color of the concoction is a deep pink. It's actually kind of beautiful.
Rocket Pop is pictured with corn.
What?
It appears to be on like a summer cookout table. And then later there's a picture of a girl carrying a 12-pack and eating a Bomb Pop. But the first picture, it is with corn.
Well, I don't want to have that. Okay, I'm going to open it. Something that is notable is that this can is different from the rest of them. The rest have like the exact same placement of like the calories and stuff. And this one, the Bomb Pop rocket ship, is large. It's messed up the whole placement. Okay. What color do you think it'll be? Red?
I'm hoping for blue.
I'll let you know. Okay. Ooh, it smells. I can't believe how often snacks get the smell so right.
Sometimes it's like they spend too much time on that.
Yeah. It's clear.
Disappointing.
Kind of like a... Yeah. Okay, here I go. Oh. It's nice. It's not too sweet. I'm not tasting the corn. I think that
Does
you might
taste like a Bomb Pop?
Yeah, I think so. Though I guess how it kind of tastes like all together, like all three of the flavors, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that that's okay. I'm going to also give that a 7. That's like the same as that Stardust for me. I don't think you'd hate it.
I think I will probably hunt one down and try it.
Okay. Do you want to try your Addison one?
Yes. Can you look at the marketing photo? Is this Addison Rae holding her drink in a very seductive manner?
Yeah, that's her.
Had no clue.
Probably means you're on the correct side of TikTok for our age group.
I'm trying to think where I am right now. It's been a lot of makeup lately. And a lot of Johnny Depp trial.
I have not gotten any Johnny Depp trial.
Whoa, what's that like?
I'm
all in.
Yeah, my friend Laura Genzel sometimes updates me on Sunday about what's gone on throughout the week, but other than that, I'm pretty disconnected from it.
Yeah, I don't know what makes this her. I guess these lips. I don't know. Berry Pop. I don't know anything about her. I don't know what her thing is. Except it looks like she's very pretty.
She is pretty and she like dances.
Okay.
So let me know if you just start dancing.
Okay. The marketing photo has some cherries and an artificial looking popsicle. So we'll see what this tastes like.
I don't want to call you out. I think that those are strawberries.
Oh, you're right. I was thrown off by how to, and I like abandon it mid-sentence, describe the fact that there's something dripping off of the strawberries.
Yeah, it looks like maybe they've been like dipped in a cooked sugar to harden.
You know what they are? They're the strawberries I used to get at Flower and Garden.
Oh, yes. Okay, this might be good.
Okay, let's see. Let's find out. It appears to be a very pale pink inside the can. Also.
Thank you. People want to know.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
It's actually a hot pink, and it's very sweet.
That's the fake popsicle, I bet.
Yeah. Not so much strawberry, just kind of artificial, overly sweet, generic berry.
That's disappointing. Come on, Addison. Also, not to kick you while you're down because you just got a bad review, but I don't like the shoes in this photo.
No, they're not a good choice. I'm going to give it a 5. I would go back to the cherry slush before I tried that one again.
Ooh, a big up down.
Again, it doesn't taste disgusting.
Yeah.
Still, by far, way better than I think almost any beverage we've had.
Yes. And that's not fair to most beverages, but it's the scale we have. Okay, the last one I have is the Watermelon Wave. And have you had this one?
Possibly. I honestly don't remember.
All right. Well, literally, everything seems normal. And it seems like it's also mainly watermelon, but with some berries. Smells like watermelon. Oh, I keep having to pick up my little... Also clear. What a world. But more clear than the bomb pop.
Okay.
Whoa, what? Oh, ugh. Excuse me. It's a little sour. Oh. I can't. It is unfair of me to rate this. I'm just going to give it a 6.
That's still very kind to something you're almost gagging at.
It wasn't it wasn't a gag. It was, sorry, I took a bite of the oatmeal thing. I just, none of the other ones were sour, so I was so shocked. I ran out of room in the other one, so this one will be by itself in the second bottle he sent me with. I'm gonna take a picture of this for the socials because the color difference, wild. Okay, I think I can kind of align this so that it could be a fun, interesting photo. Okay, I was a little worried. I'm not going to lie. And I had a nice time.
I'm so glad. I would love to try some of their other products together sometime. I know you haven't seen the protein bars yet. I really like their regular sparkling waters, the lemon cream version. It's bizarre. I don't know how to explain it. It's a sparkling water, but it really does taste like there's cream in it.
I think that's where we started this discussion because I couldn't find those, but this was the same brand when I was at the store. I see it right now though, an 8-pack for $6.99.
Yeah, since we started planning this one, Target has started carrying it.
Pina colada, cotton candy. Yeah, I mean, I'd put an order or something in. That sounds cool. I also, just because we're talking about drinks, have you had any Op Pops?
I've not had Op Pop. I have one of the ladies at work made me try an Olipop, which I think is a similar beverage.
Like a kombucha style, but not.
Yeah, like probiotic soda.
Okay. I'm now realizing that Op Pop is the popcorn that we're going to eat. So I think you're right. Olipop is right.
Well, there's one that's like pop pop or something.
Well, what flavor did you have?
Maybe strawberry rhubarb.
That sounds interesting. Well, I really like the. I need to turn a light on for this to be a nice, fun.
Oh, Poppy. Poppy is the soda I was thinking about.
I've seen those at the store. Is this the light? Yeah. I'm doing a photo shoot. All right. I think that my aunt collects tabs. And she's going to be like, how many energy drinks did you drink at my house?
And you'll be like, I was bouncing off the walls, man.
Me and the cats. Okay, dude, give me 1 second. They'll crunch those right up. And, yep, she's got a little Ronald McDonald house to put the taps in. But I'm noticing there's only bottles. I wonder if she has cans somewhere else. Opening the ground. You think you'll keep this in?
Yeah.
Light. Let there be light. Oops. Seriously? All right. I'm just switching on lights and not doing nothing. I found one. Okay, there's one that has cardboard in it. I'll just take them with me. Forget it. Okay. Thank you for walking with me on that journey. You have any thumbs up or downs?
Boy, do I. It's been a month and we have hardly discussed any TV or movies or music in that time.
Yeah, the last time that we recorded, The Flight Attendant started the next day, I think.
And now it's over, and now I'm a little bit mad at it.
It was so good, and then it was just fine.
Which is normal for HBO shows. I just expected more of them.
Yeah.
But I have a few things. I will start with a TV show that I have held off talking to you about for so long because I wanted to hear your reaction if you have indeed watched it, and that is Severance.
I didn't watch it. It's on my list, though.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Well, yeah, I can't talk too much about it, but I loved it. It's on Apple TV Plus. Adam Scott, John Turturro, Christopher Walken. Was it on Smartless this week? They were talking about it. Someone said something about Christopher Walken, and Will Arnett goes, I'm only on episode 2. I didn't know he was in it. Stop spoiling it. Yeah, we can discuss more once you watch it. But okay. I it was a quick binge. It's 9 episodes, but I like flew through it in maybe 3 days.
Okay, I look for it. It's been on my list, and I actually have no good reason as to why I haven't watched it.
Well, I bet there was some Love Island.
I haven't watched.
Wow.
I know. I haven't seen the past. But when I found out that the host died, it just made me so sad. So I haven't watched.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. She killed herself.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. And two other contestants that had been on the show. And she didn't kill them. They also.
I was going to ask. Whoa.
Yeah. But so I like. And then it was just like enough of the television that I was interested in kind of took me out of that void. But I did make like a good playlist that I was jamming to called Love Island Stuck towards the end of that time because it was the only thing I was consuming. I'm out. Should I say one of my things?
Yeah.
Okay. We were just talking about HBO. Thursdays have been pretty exciting. Because the flight attendant was on, and then I don't know, Sarah and I are both figuring out the staircase. But the new season of Hacks started, and I just think that it's as solid as the first. It's been really enjoyable so far.
I started the first and I got distracted and I never went back to it. And even after award season and I knew I needed to go back, I still haven't. But if I've compelled you to watch Severance, you will make me watch Hacks.
Okay, we can switch.
Okay.
It's just a different kind of show in the same, but it's the kind of show that I love. I don't know how else to describe it.
I think that was perfect.
Thank you.
My next one is a movie. And that movie is Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Sarah, I don't think I'm going to watch it, but it was good.
Elizabeth, it was so fun. I watched it on an airplane and I laughed out loud. On an airplane.
That's it.
Did you watch the cartoon growing up?
Yeah, sometimes. I love both of those men. And for some reason, the animation in real life, like, makes my skin crawl.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. But, okay. I trust you.
I didn't have high hopes. I wasn't planning on watching it. It started getting pretty great reviews. And it is so funny. And there are many, many animated cameos. My favorite being Ugly Sonic.
Oh, no. When the CGI was bad?
Yeah. And, like, they really go hard on it and talk about his human teeth.
Yeah, I did not like that.
Lots of familiar voices that we love. It was a fun time. However, I loved the cartoon growing up and I loved Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So I don't have an aversion to animation and real life.
I've never seen it. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I don't know why I watched it so young. Maybe because, like I told you, one time when we went to Disneyland, that ride was very new and we were really into it. And so probably my dad was like, oh, you should watch the movie. I don't know. It's not like really for young kids, but I watched it super young and then it's just always been a favorite.
I think that's nice and I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, thanks. What's your next one?
I only picked things that started with H, so next I will say that I really have enjoyed Harry's House. I think it's very nice, though it is a little, also an H, a little horny for my taste. So I don't know.
It is very much so.
I don't know how often I'll revisit it. There's like three or four songs that I have been bopping around to.
I like it. I like all the TikToks that have come from it. I look forward to most of it making its way onto the playlist at Kohl's, because whoever is in charge of the music that plays in our store has very specific tastes. And those tastes are Harry Styles, Sam Smith, John Mayer, whatever Taylor Swift we can afford, like whatever Kohl's will pay for. Oh. And then a little bit of Jonas Brothers in whatever fashion they can get Jonas Brothers. So right now we have the latest DNCE song.
Okay. So you're kind of telling me, besides Sam Smith as an outlier, it's just Taylor and like people she's dated.
Pretty much. But when you factor in Sam Smith, I think it really changes the persona of the individual who's building this playlist.
Yeah. Well, I left it out of my data points.
In my mind, it's a young guy, and I think he's probably really fun to be around.
I think that we should keep revisiting this. Keep updating us on what gets added to the playlist.
Oh, I will, gladly. For like a week, Stupid Love was in there. And I would hear it because, you know, it's a very long list. So I typically only hear a song once a day, which is really nice. And every time I would hear Stupid Love, I would get so pumped. And then Kohl's apparently did not like it. Did not last long. There are songs that have been on there since the day I started.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
What are you doing, little cat?
How many cats are there?
Two.
Okay, a normal amount.
Also, neither of them are little. They're very big cats. The last thing that I have on my list is Heartstopper. I loved it. I watched it 3 times. It's the only thing on my For You page right now, which I guess is maybe what's standing in the way of me getting trial updates.
I have not. I don't think I've even heard of it.
It's a series about these two little... The cat is suspicious. Ma'am, I think it's a girl. You can go up there if you want. Why are you sneaking? Oh, okay. Went away. It's based on Alice Oseman's graphic novels about Charlie and Nick and their like little sweet budding love. And it was just a really authentic and true to form adaptation, perhaps one of the best that I've ever seen from page to screen, though I'm super easy to please because anytime that I enjoy a book and I can just revisit it for an hour and a half or whatever, I'm going to like it. And it was cute.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. I don't know that it has even popped up as a suggested thing for me.
Maybe it's where we diverge.
My Netflix is being influenced by the fact that it's my account on the TV. And so when Mallory watches it on the TV, it's under my account. And that's kind of messing up the algorithm for me.
Remember when you were disappointed with that bad vegan show and I had also not heard of it? Something's going on because we usually get the exact like at least running parallel to each other, you know?
This is a good point.
So.
Yeah. Well, I think Netflix thinks I'm a different person. And I guess that person is Mallory.
but strong. It's steering it.
My last thumbs up is, in fact, a Netflix show. And it's not The Circle because this was the worst season.
I lived for every moment. I was so excited every Wednesday, but it did not, I don't know. They just didn't have, I don't know.
I think they came too strong with the Spice Girls too early. It didn't allow us to get attached to the others.
That, you know what? And I loved having them there, but I think you're right. Perhaps if they had come a little later.
Yes. So not The Circle. My thumbs up is Love on the Spectrum US. I don't remember. Did I give the original Love on the Spectrum a thumbs up?
I feel like we talked about it and I still didn't go and watch it. At that time, I don't think I was watching a bunch of love stories.
The original, it's a docuseries. The original they filmed in Australia, but this is the US edition. A bunch of what I thought the plot was, or theme was, a bunch of young adults with autism or on the autism spectrum. However, one of the people on this season is a 63-year-old man named Steve, and I love him very much. So far, no, but he did just go on a date, and I think they agreed to see each other a second time.
Yay.
It's really uplifting. They're all so honest with their feelings and what they want from life. And it's admirable. It's something that I think I wish I could do. Be that vocal about my feelings. Aww. And they, I don't know, it's very just pure and lovely. And sometimes a little cringe, sometimes a lot cringe. Like, there's a lot of secondhand embarrassment there. But
that's good to know going in. You can prepare mentally for that.
You muscle through it.
And you said it's on Netflix?
Yes.
US.
And I guess I'm the target audience for it. Two of the girls on this season, I have already been following on TikTok for a while. So I didn't even know because they weren't allowed to say that they had been on the show.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What do they do on TikTok?
Talk about having autism. And one of them just got her driver's license. She's very excited. One of them, I watched, she went on a cruise. And all the things she did on the cruise, she loved the water slide.
Ooh, braver than I.
And I think that's it for my thumbs.
Not a thumbs up because it's been forever, but this is just, I really liked Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh yeah, we never talked about it.
I had to drive to Lancaster to go and watch it, and I was happy to be in my own little space while I just sobbed a little bit all the time. All at once.
It's one of those movies that sticks with you. I think about it often.
Having hot dog fingers?
Yes.
That was a rough, that was really rough, thinking about me in that kind of universe and all of the condiments and like, is that person even okay? Because this person wouldn't be. Are you dying?
Maybe.
All right, well, we better sign off before that so that we have a clean record.
And Sarah was never heard from again.
I guess I'll have to learn how to edit.
Oh, man. Good luck. There's a lot to go through, especially on this one, because we haven't talked in so long.
Yeah, but I've had a very nice hour.
Me too. Maybe we can get... I don't know. I'm not making any promises. Oh, have you found the Dark Berry Dr. Pepper? Because my Walmart had cases of it. Like, had a pallet of 12 packs.
Well, what I don't understand is why did you take all of them? And that's why mine doesn't have any. I went to the one that is in Shrewsbury, which I never go down to, and then the one that's by my grandma's house, which I'm always over there, and I had no luck. Do you think I could find like a single one in like a convenience store or something?
Maybe. I don't know if it's Walmart specific.
I'll have to look that up. I still have this, the Coke though.
Yes, I have that too. If you can find the berry, then we'll just be beverage people now.
Yeah, we are the beverage gals.
It's a new theme song.
Yeah. Boop, 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 doo, doo. Beverage gals. It'll be kind of like that. You'll kind of cut it into the current theme song.
Can't wait.
Oh, gee whiz. Okay. Ready?
Oh, yeah. I have to say things. I'm going to have a hard time going to sleep tonight from those three sips.
I know. I'm worried I filled up my little vessel too much each time. But it's for science. I'm
worried about your brother's heart.
He's not going to drink it. Well, he might. I don't know. I'll tell him to be careful.
Okay. This was fun.
Yeah.
Weird amount of death talk. Yeah, I can't say we'll be back consistently, but we'll try to snack a little more often this summer.
Yeah, we will. Probably.
Maybe. And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, look, you said bye too.
I heard. Bye, Loki.
Bye.